Hello, this is Moses Solstice again, and remember, this week we've been talking about the last words of Jesus before he entered into heaven. So today I would like to take a look at Luke 24:45-53, and maybe we'll go into Acts 2 also today, I'm not sure. But anyway, let's take a look at, let's just pray before we get started here. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your love and mercy. We thank you for your blessings, dear God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you are true and holy and mighty. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you've given us life. And life more abundantly, dear God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would touch me, anoint me, my lips today with your Holy Spirit, that I might speak your words and not my own words, Lord. Lord Jesus, I do not want to speak my own words. I want to speak your words today, that your holy and wonderful name might be glorified. Father, I do thank you again for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed at the cross, because, Father, we know that it is only through that precious blood and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have any hope of eternal life, any hope of spending eternity with our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, this day we just come to you and ask you to bless this little devotional as we share it together. May your name be exalted and lifted up. And we just commit it all into your hand in the wonderful name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, first of all, I'd like to give you a phone number. We have many messages available on the phone, and you can listen to those messages simply by calling. And if you have a pen and pencil, I'd like to give you that number and the ID number. Simply call 641-715-3800. And the the ID number is 141133. And that's a general information number, and that'll give you much information. It'll show you how to get into the how to get into all the different sections of this phone list. We have about 45 different topics here available for you to listen to. And so if you need a list, we'd be glad to send you a list also. Just give me a call. My phone number is 717-656-9576. So we have many, many messages for you if you would just desire to listen to the messages. And many of the messages are anyways from 45 to 60 minutes long, some shorter and some longer maybe, but anyway, let us get into Luke 24:45 right now. It says, "Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." Now, what I'd really like to look at here is where it says, see, Christ had already risen from the dead, and he had, he had been crucified. He had risen from the dead the third day, and he was teaching them that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And it says, ye are witnesses of these things. Ye are witnesses of these things. I'm just making a note here for maybe tomorrow morning. I just thought that it would be good to talk about beginning at Jerusalem tomorrow morning. Tomorrow. Anyway, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. Okay, that's what I would like to dwell on today. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Now, what was the promise of my Father? It was power. It says, until ye be endued with power from on high. And they received the promise there from Jesus, that they would receive the Holy Spirit. They had no idea what exactly the Holy Spirit was. They had no idea what power they would be receiving. But you know what? They believed the promise of Jesus Christ. They believed. And what did they do? Jesus told them there to tarry in the city of Jerusalem. And it says they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. That's in verse 53. And they were worshiping him. And, you know, Jesus, their master, and their the one that they had so much looked forward to, they were looking forward to an earthly kingdom with Jesus. And here Jesus was crucified. And now he was going to heaven. He had been raised again, and he had ascended into heaven. And even though he had left them, it says they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Can we do that? After our Lord and Master leaves us like that in an earthly manner, how could I go back to Jerusalem with great joy? Well, I believe I have a little bit of an understanding why they could go back to Jerusalem with great joy. I believe it was because of the promise that Jesus Christ, the promise of my Father, the promise that Jesus, that God would send the Holy Spirit down upon them. But he gave them a condition. He said, wait. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. But that's about all he said. He didn't tell them what to do. He didn't say that they should to go into the upper room and pray. Really, he didn't give them much to do except wait. Now, what would I have done? What would you have done after Jesus gave you such a promise? Would you have sat around playing games with your friends? Would you have gone out to play volleyball? Or maybe since you were a fisherman, would you have gone fishing? What would you have done until that promise was fulfilled? Well, you see, these disciples believed Jesus, and they were serious about receiving that promise. And it says they worshipped him, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. So that's really what we want to do. We want to be faithful in praising and blessing the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, Jesus has given us a promise. If we're born again, he has given us a promise that we will receive the Holy Spirit. And you know, hopefully we received the fullness of the Holy Spirit when we were born again. But you know what? If we didn't, then, you know, there is more. I mean, yesterday we were teaching about the all things that Jesus wants us to preach. He wants us to preach the gospel and all those things. And he wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be able to walk with him in such a way that we can do miracles and that we can do many things, many wonderful things. We can do wonders and miracles in his name. That's what Jesus Christ wants for us. And so here Jesus promised to send them the Holy Spirit, and what did they do? They were in the temple praising and blessing God, and then it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, I don't think that Jesus even told them to pray, but I believe that they were up there in the upper room, and they were having a prayer meeting. It says there were about 100 of them up there. Actually, I guess it was 120. And it says that there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. You know, the disciples were very diligent about what Jesus had promised them. And they went into glorify God. They were up there in the upper room, and they were praising God. They were praying, I believe. And it says they were together in one accord. Together in one accord. You know, have you ever prayed together with a bunch of people? And you were praying in one accord? You know, you were together in unity. You were praying about one thing. You know, these disciples, they were concerned, and they were diligently seeking after that which was promised to them. And they were there in the upper room with much expectation. You know, I believe they were excited about the promise that Jesus had given them, and that they will receive the Holy Spirit. And it says there on, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. You know, here came the Holy Spirit to them in a visible form, and it sat upon them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How then hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we are born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, and Egypt, and parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, and Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, and we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? What meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Well, you know what? I believe our time is up for today. Maybe we'll take we'll start right there tomorrow, and at verse 14, and see what more we can learn about the apostles and how they received the Holy Spirit. So, God bless you, and trust that this has been a blessing to you.